It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are really happy today to have Alec from Clap Your Hands Say Yeah with us. Welcome to KCSN.
Thanks for having me.
You you did play the Filter Magazine Culture Collide Festival, right?
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Yesterday, yeah. We finally made it to Los Angeles.
How was the show? How was the whole event?
It was great. I think they did a great job with it. Very diverse group of bands that came in from all over the world, you know. And, yeah, certain bands that I'd never heard or seen, I was exposed to, which is the important thing, I think, for these festivals, is that everybody gets an idea of what they might be missing, you know.
Well, and I joke about, you know, you, making sure you did play, because you were going to be coming out for Sunset Junction, and there were some problems with that, and then there were some weather problems. And that kind of leads to, I guess, you know, the bigger picture of Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. You did have a breakthrough in the beginning that most people would, you know, give their right arm for. You got a lot of critical acclaim on your debut. All the industry bloggers, you know, the quote system all worked in your favor.
Right.
And things took off. How long had it been prior to the debut that you were just working in, quote, anonymity before all that rush of activity started happening?
I would say, I mean, not necessarily in anonymity. I mean, we had been playing shows in New York for quite a while, and we had been getting an audience to come to some of these shows here and there before we even had a record started. I mean, I think we had places like the Mercury Lounge relatively full before we released anything. So we were lucky in that sense that people kind of caught on even before we had a record. But yeah, for sure, when we released that album and went on tour with the National at that time, which was our first tour, things picked up very quickly. And to a degree, it seemed natural at the time. In retrospect, it seems that it might have overwhelmed other people who didn't realize, who maybe understood what was happening at the time.
Right.
I think we kind of approached it with a certain degree of We had a relaxed attitude towards it because we didn't really have any other way to be.
On open road in a virgin kick to chaos with an angel tattooed to her inner thigh. Wild eyes reflected in the neon sign. I did not ask for love, made the same mistake. Don't be a fool with your useless plastic pistol. On my signal, we will drop our stupid cars and disappear into the night. As it stands, we're trading potions. To be swallowed whole, we made the same mistakes. What to imply? Have you picked apart? Stand in the action.
Part of the point of the question is, you know, we do have, and we're fortunate enough to have in the indie music scene, a certain anointing, if you will. You know, the artists get attention. Word of mouth spreads faster than ever nowadays. You know, in a minute, success can be heralded, and at the same time, an off gig can be sent around the globe. And then you hit what some people would call the, oh, well, they're 5 minutes ago with some, right. Some of the fans, certainly not your core fans, but some people were like, yeah, well, I liked them the last time, but now I'm moving on.
Yeah.
That's tough in the indie scene. That happens sometimes to a lot of bands. It's what did we do wrong other than have a decent fan base expand?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, of course, all the fans matter, but from my own perspective, and as a fan myself, you know, growing up, I don't think I was anything but a core fan in regards to what I listened to and what I still listen to. I mean, if I got interested and attached to Lou Reed, I would buy all of his records. You know what I mean? It's just that way. I would attach myself as a sort of supporter of this particular musician and
trust.
There was nothing. Yeah, absolutely. And there was nothing passing about pretty much any of the. There is nothing passing about pretty much any of the musicians that I listened to. So
who were some of the others that really, you know, where you're just you had to know?
Bob Dylan. I mean, it continues to be. I mean, there are a lot I can, you mean,
what's your first, like now looking back, it's a guilty pleasure that once again, you say, I don't care. I still love this artist. Was there any one of those that you just thought were the greatest and now may not seem so cool to say so?
I mean, I don't think it's uncool. I really like, and I've been telling everybody about this cause it's been rejuvenated in me, but I really like Peter Gabriel and certain Genesis records, you know, and I don't, you know, not ashamed to say it.
I'm with you.
Some people, I don't, for some reason, you know, scoff at that, but I, you know, listen to it.
I agree with your opinion.
The glory of a misspent youth, chasing tire stains and muted thunder, trading sex for drugs. My Ophelia doesn't drown, she just barely hangs on. Now driving drunk in daddy's car, honey, I won't spoil the ending. See that bend up in the road? Didn't it seem that the night was a little too quiet? When it seems your subjects have all forgotten you, I need you to pretend you are mine, and the water is just deep enough to take another chance. Oh, but the river doesn't want you tonight. The engine was not built to last, and there's a permanence to the memory of a bruise, but I still take it on the chin for you. You ain't helping me none. Disabled motorist in the road, I have become one. Disabled motorist in the road, I have become one.
The new record, Hysterical, it's great, and it sounds like there's a sense of you know, rejuvenated purpose, because there was, yeah. you kind of, you know, took a break and now you're back. How did it feel going into it, and are you feeling that sense of this is coming together now?
Yeah, and that's why we had to take this time off. I mean, it starts to get stale, and some bands don't have the luxury to just, you know, back off from a project at any given time and come back to it with a rejuvenated sense of purpose. But this was absolutely intentional. We had to try to recapture that feeling that brought us to this in the first place. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't seem to be working at that, you know, when we took the break.
Well, we're getting into Hysterical here at KCSN, and you can count on us. While you're going back into the kitchen, we're gonna take some of the baked goods on this one and keep them fresh on the shelves for you and maintain that commitment from the fan base here in Los Angeles. We want to thank you, Alec, for coming by. It's Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. The record is Hysterical. This is 88.5 KCSN.